Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 9th. Happy Missions Monday. Happy start to Vacation Bible School. We will be praying for the children all week that they would come to know Jesus and to know Him more fully. We also want to be praying for those who are serving the children in Vacation Bible School. In addition, we have a group that is with Builders for Christ this week in Sterling, Massachusetts, and they are helping to do construction for Hope Chapel. The goal of this trip is also evangelism, that people who come to the church that they construct will know Christ and follow Him. Let us begin in God's Word by reviewing our memory verse from John 14, 16. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Our first reading today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And in this passage, Paul is calling the believers to live in holiness and love, not out of a sense of duty, but in response to God's call and the fact that we have God's Spirit living within us. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. This is a challenging passage reminding us that we need to be connected to the Lord Christ in order to live a life of holiness, and that God calls us to a life where we kind of mind our own business in some ways, leads us to a quiet life, that you should mind your own business and work with your hands, but it doesn't call us to a dismissive life. Sometimes we are quick to say, I'm going to mind my own business and I'm going to do my own thing. That is not what the body of Christ is about. The body of Christ is about coming together in a community of believers, welcoming the outsider, which takes a lot of intentionality, and being the presence of Christ to your neighbors. So my challenge for us this week is get to know a neighbor, be curious about who they are, and invite them into your world. Our next passage is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Jesus calls His first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around Him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is such a wonderful passage. Could you imagine yourself there in the crowds as you watch Jesus put the boat out a little bit, sit down, and teach? And then after he was done teaching, when he looked at Simon and said, Hey, let's go out to the deep water. And Simon, saying as he usually, we find out in the gospel, says too much. He says, Master, we worked hard all night. We didn't catch anything. But since you've said so, we'll go do it. And what happened? They caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled for the other boat, and they came out, and they filled the boat so full that each of them began to sink. Let us respond as Peter responds to Jesus by falling at Jesus' knees and saying, I am a sinful man. Lord, we are so sinful, and we stand in awe of you, the creator of the universe and the one who is in control of all creation. Help us, like Peter, to be fishermen of men as you call us out into deeper waters of sharing the love and the faith with others. Okay, let's move on over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs 9, verse 12. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together, and thank you for putting up with my voice today. I've had a little bit of a summer cold, and so the podcast has to go on. So I'm sorry that you've had to deal with my voice. Are we actively pursuing wisdom? Are we willing to give up some of our comfort in order to follow Christ? And what areas of our life do we need more quietness, more attention to holiness, more desire for Christ's way? These are all questions that come up from the passages today. As we think about these things, Lord, we come to you in prayer because you are almighty. You are the maker of heaven and earth. And so we adore you. We stop to confess that we are not worthy to be in your midst. With Peter, we fall at your knees and say, I'm a sinful person. And yet, you pick us up and you remind us that you use broken people, that you don't call the qualified, but you qualify the called. And we are qualified not because of our own, even what we do when we become a Christian, but we're qualified by your Holy Spirit. And so through your Spirit, would you work in us this week at Vacation Bible School and at Builders for Christ, in our workplaces, in our homes, in our communities, to share your love with the neighbor beside us. Help us to live a quiet life. Help us to quiet the voice of criticism within us. And help us, Lord, to entrust ourselves to you. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are sick, suffering, waiting, and in need. We lift our hearts to you and ask you to, in your watch care, have mercy on us and heal them. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.